filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Sometimes when a plan comes together, a plan just comes together. The Crossbreed Holster Studios are lit up. Armed American Radio is filling your prescription for freedom coast to coast right now. From those toasty beaches of Florida where I was last week, all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska and every state in between. Every state in between. And I'm going to include Michigan in there right now, WDTK Detroit. If you missed the last hour of this show, I would encourage you to go back and listen to it. It's all good. But Rick Ector from Detroit, who was featured in an NPR column last week, was one of the better guests we've ever had on this show. Sean, are you there, Shanto?
Yes.
Your thoughts on that previous segment, I want to drive listeners who may have missed it back to it. That was an incredible segment, and I got to tell you, one of the freshest voices. That's exactly why we need more time on this program, because I'm looking forward to bringing his voice to the daytime program. These are the things that we need to be talking about on a national level. These are the things people need to be hearing about that they aren't.
No, I thought it was a really refreshing conversation, because a person that's a Black American myself, this is one of the things I've been arguing with all the progressive idiots out there that want to tell you that, oh, we need gun control to make crime go down. Well, you come live in my neighborhood and get out of that castle you're living in with the fence around it, and then come tell me. But it's great to hear someone from the African or from the Black American community speak out. I love when I hear stuff like, and you're not going to hear this on any other show. And that's sad.
Not like that, you won't.
Not like that, no.
That was good radio, and I have to tell you, let's talk about the party affiliation there for a moment. Rick mentioned it. I talk about on this program almost every week, and I will almost every day beginning tomorrow, in less than 24 hours from now, on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Visit the new armedamericanradio.com website right now, and you'll be able to click Listen Live tomorrow and every day to hear a new form of this show, and a new form it will be. But we talk about the Democrats being the party of gun control. That's indisputable. It is a fact. It is the Democrat Party that is the party of gun control, but that's at the political level. That's at the political level. Let's go down to the human level. Self-defense, your right to life, that's a human condition.
Yes.
And it transcends political party. You have a right to defend your life.
Whatever means possible.
Detroit has had issues for decades. The liberal policies in that city have destroyed it. And the good people in Detroit, those who are suffering, as Rick just mentioned, very eloquently, I might add, in ways we don't hear about places like that, and we don't hear that story told the way it was just told. The good people in Detroit who have been suffering and been oppressed for so long and have been living in under horrible crime conditions, violent crime conditions in Detroit, they have a police chief, and it's great that he's Black, but it doesn't matter whether he's Black, white, yellow, green. It makes no difference. He's speaking the truth. Sheriff Clark, he referenced in Milwaukee, is speaking the truth about the right to keep and bear arms. The police chief in Detroit gets it. He understands that his department can't be everywhere. They can't save you. And he is telling you the things that gun haters at the political level, the people trying to take your freedoms away from you because they want to strip that right from you. They want to strip that means of self-defense from you. They don't want to hear that. They don't want him saying that. Well, what an incredible fresh voice that was. What a powerful segment that was. I encourage you to go back and listen to that, Sean.
Yeah, what I was going to say was it's all about education. Because a lot of this mess that you hear and see on some of these political, progressive political shows on some of these crazy channels, they don't want to, they try to use educated words in order to make themselves sound like they're an authority on something, and they work on ignorance. And it was refreshing to hear someone say, this is the truth, this is what it's all about. And that's something we don't hear on a daily basis. So I think this is going to be a great opportunity to have him come on again during the day, the Daily Show. Absolutely. Great voice.
It is. I encourage you, wherever you are, to read that NPR piece. I've got it. You can go up on Armed American Radio. You can go up on the Facebook page. You have Facebook. You know you do. If you're like me, you don't check personal Facebook. You know, that fad's kind of... Yeah, I'm kind of. I don't like the personal page anymore. It's great for keeping up with family, but from the business side, it is fantastic. And we can keep up with you on Twitter and Facebook and give you information in real time. And we have that NPR piece up at Armed American Radio on Facebook. Please visit it and read it. It is an eye popping read. Forget that it came from NPR, but the statements and the truth that just ooze from that. I got to tell you. There's no doubt in my mind that there are gun controllers out there right now going, oh, man, somebody's in NPR's headquarters going, why'd you print that? You're not toeing the line. That was a very, very, very powerful segment. So please do that. Sean, you wanted what? Oh, Rick Ector?
Yeah.
Yeah. ECTOR, Rick Ector, ECTOR. And read that piece.
Okay.
You can Google it if you really don't want to go to my Facebook page, or you're one of those smart people who don't use Facebook, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
you can Google it, Rick Ector, NPR, Detroit, Concealed Carry, and it will pop up. A very, very powerful piece. All right, some business before we go to our next guest. We're going to spend this hour with a very close friend of mine, and that's Jerry Henry. Jerry is the executive director of GeorgiaCarry.org, a very powerful grassroots organization looked upon now across the country as a leader and a model of grassroots efforts. I've been here with this organization literally from almost day one as one of its original 100 charter members, I'm proud to say, and I have watched the amazing things. We cannot give enough voice to the grassroots across this country, particularly when the enemies of freedom are taking this battle, and it is them that say, look, as gun owners, all we want to be is left alone. We just want to be left alone. But they're in our face, and they're forcing us to fight. And fight we will. But we'll be here with Jerry Henry with a relaxing hour to talk about some fun things. In the meantime, very quickly, I want to take you to some places. We're very excited about what's happening at Armed American Radio right now. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters, that's me, begins tomorrow. Every single day. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense comes to you from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern. You can listen live until the show is in your city, and eventually it will be. It takes time to get there. We're busting out in a few markets across the country, including Houston, I just found out. Houston, the sixth largest radio market in the country. Minneapolis, 1280. The Patriot is carrying the show. KNKY, I hope I said that. Is it KYKN or KNKY? I'll confirm that in just a second. In Salem, Oregon, all the way up to Portland, big signal. You'll be able to hear me every day from 3 to 4 p.m. right after the Mike Gallagher show. This is fun stuff because we're going to be bringing you things in a way that other talk radio programs don't. They don't even know how. And that's not a hit to those, but they don't. They only know how to talk about what's on the headlines that day. And unfortunately for them, those are the things that the mainstream media tells them are news.
Yeah.
Is that kind of sad, Sean?
Oh, yeah. Well, believe me, I've talked about that for years.
We are going to redefine weekday talk radio beginning tomorrow. We're going to talk about things that matter to you, things that you're concerned about. Because I'm going to guarantee you this. I don't know you. Maybe I've met you. Maybe I haven't. It's probably a safe bet to say that I haven't. But I know this. I know either you or someone that you know or someone that's close to you has been touched by crime. Whether it's a bicycle stolen from your garage, whether it's your home broken into, or whether it's a horrendous, vicious, violent attack. you or someone you know has been touched by crime. These issues matter to people. And we're going to talk about these things every day. We're going to pick a subject each day, and we're going to talk to you about it. Stories that should have made national news, and now they will make national news here on the Armed American Radio Network on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Check it out. The new website is up right now, armedamericanradio.com. Go explore it. It's really cool. The paint is still wet, but trust me, it's drying quickly. Armed American Radio continues with Georgia Carey's Jerry Henry right after this. Don't go away.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Second Amendment Foundation, great stuff. And I just found out during this broadcast that Alan Gottlieb will be joining me and Ted Nugent and Tim Schmidt, the founder of the USCCA, and John Lott and Katie Pavlich of Fox News and Dana Loesch of Dana Radio over at the Blaze Network, and Tom Gresham from Gun Talk, and all of the television work he's done over the years. And congratulations to Tom and Gun Talk for 20 amazing years. What a run. What a run that is. Phil Valentine will be there, and many, many others. New York Times bestselling author Brad Thor will be there, and more. Visit crimeresearch.org for information on attending this event and meeting us in Nashville Friday, this coming Friday, April 10th. You can visit crimeresearch.org if you're going to the National Rifle Association conventions and exhibits this weekend. We hope you are. I will also be at the Crossbreed Holster booth Saturday, April 11th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., signing my books, Lessons from Armed America and Lessons from Unarmed America. Make sure you're there. We would love to meet you. Come on out and say hi. It's going to be a great time. Wow. So much going on. Let's go to Jerry Henry, Executive Director of GeorgiaCarry.org. Jerry, it's always a pleasure to have you here. I know you're down in Texas today.
That's
you couldn't
correct.
Be here in the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios with me today, but this works for me. What are you doing down there? Anything fun? Anything you can tell us about?
Well, no. I'm visiting family. I've got a brother that's been diagnosed with cancer, and I'm down here visiting with him. So
all of us
just trying
to
spend a little family time, etc. And
well, on an Easter Sunday, I can tell you right now that you've got a lot of prayers coming your way. I'll ask everybody to join me in saying a prayer for you and your family,
well,
particularly your brother. So.
We certainly appreciate that.
All right, coming your way.
Before we say anything, I want to say something. Yeah. I didn't hear your last segment, and because of the fact that I'm down here visiting, et cetera, and but there was a black guy on here talking about farms, apparently, and I just so happens that I'm reading a book that is very interesting, and I want to tell people about it.
Please,
if they haven't read it. People will tell you that the civil rights movement was nonviolent. And basically it was, at least what we saw. But the book that I'm reading is by a fellow by the name of Charles E. Cobb, Jr. The title of it is, This Nonviolent Stuff Will Get You Killed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the subtitle is, How Guns Made the Civil Rights Movement Possible. And if you read this, you'll see that yes, they didn't go out fighting with guns. They didn't go out and create any violence, but they dang sure protected themselves to make sure that no violence came their way after dark.
Mm-hmm. You know, that is an interesting read.
Yes,
that is a fascinating topic. It's one that we've talked about on the program to some degree many times, with the old Jim Crow laws and the origins of gun control mm-hmm. being mm-hmm. based in racial hatred in this country many, many, many years, and how it's taken so long to overcome that. Heck, Georgia, Jerry, as you well know, I left Florida, I guess it's, I can't believe it's been 10 years. It's really hard to believe. But I left Florida 10 years ago to come up here to Georgia, and where I've been during that time. And at the time I got here, those old Jim Crow laws were still in place. The public gathering laws that were put in 150 years ago.
That's correct.
Were put in place, and Sean, you know this, to keep the black man disarmed.
Oh, absolutely. Right. And now you're seeing gun control. That's all gun control is. Matter of fact, when Rick was talking, that's the first thing that came to mind. This is the Jim Crow laws for gun owners, period.
Well, you know, that's a great point. You don't hear it told in that perspective,
and
do you,
that's
Jerry?
What it is.
But that's what gun control is, isn't it? It's like harkening back 140 years.
Well, we have a black representative in the state of Georgia who is actually the House Minority Leader. And she said in a Second Amendment forum with a Bar Association of Atlanta some like 4 or 5 years ago, she said that she didn't think that Jim Crow had everything wrong.
Mm. Really?
Wow.
They agreed with it.
And that's the,
really something.
And that's the problem, because a lot of the black leaders believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Or they want you to believe that. Right. That's what that is.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
This is for some people a difficult topic to talk about. I love it. I love having this conversation because we're on the right side of this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It is the pro-gun, pro-rights movement that is on the right side of this movement and has me. You know, John Lott says it, as Alan Corwin mentions it in many cases on the program. He's mentioned it on the show before. And he has it on his website over at gunlaws.com. You can go and see the areas where most of the crime is. He's not afraid to talk about this. We just heard it from Rick in Detroit, you know, a city that's just been plagued with violence for so many years. And how it seems that the liberal gun control policies, as John Lott has mentioned, keep the black person disarmed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
when
they
it's
would like
they who need the protection more than anybody else. Well, Terry, go ahead.
Right. They would like to disarm us all, but
exactly.
Specifically the blacks. And so, one of the ways they try to do it is if they can't do it by laws per se, then they'll do it by fees.
Mm-hmm.
It would cost you so much that most people, even the middle-income people, don't want to spend $1,000 to get a license to carry a firearm.
And that's a drop in the bucket if you want to go to D.C. That's a drop in the bucket.
Sure.
New York City, you know, here, Jerry, in New York City right now, they're taking, I forget exactly what the number is. For some reason, the number 352 is one of the fees that comes to mind. But $352, they're going to take your money. They're going to rubber stamp your paperwork. They're going to say no, and they're not going to give you your money back.
That's correct.
Jim Crow.
So this is Jim Crow and it's a tax.
Unless you know one of the politicians, then you can get them. It's who you know up there.
Oh, right.
That's a may issue state, which means they may issue.
Mm. You mean in the city, cronyism is alive and well?
No, I didn't mean that per se, but yeah, I didn't mean that exactly.
So when Michael Bloomberg, who is surrounded by armed security, tells you that guns are bad and guns are dangerous, it's
I shouldn't
hypocrisy.
Be allowed to use them to defend myself.
Well, you know, I think some of it is two things. One is these people have never had to deal with violence, so they don't get it because of where they live, or they're just too stupid and don't, you know, they just cower down and do what, you know. I mean, I hear stories about where if someone attacks you, just give them what they want and go on. No, you're going to have to fight me.
Well, we've had several incidences right here in Atlanta where, you know, people say that very same thing. Just give me money and leave.
Yeah.
We had a guy give him his car and he turned around and shot him.
Shot him. Oh, yeah. I remember that story.
Not too long ago.
Yep.
We've had people several years, about 3 or 4 years ago, that were attacked on Georgia Tech campus in Atlanta when they said the same thing. Just give them what they want. Give them what they want. He did. So I shot them both.
Let me read you something here, and this is Georgia-centric. This is up on the crimeresearch.org page from John Lott, the Crime Research Prevention Center. Police say a car theft goes awry when the owner of the car spots the thief take off and jumps on the hood of the car, the owner of fast-track car wash, and so forth. Video shows a bystander watching the car drive off. He takes out his gun and chases. Concealed handgun in its title, concealed handgun permit holder in Georgia may have saved a woman's life in carjacking. Now, you're going to read that on crimeresearch.org. You're going to hear that on Armed American Radio, and I can guarantee you you're going to hear about it on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense beginning tomorrow from 4 to 5, but the rest of them don't want to talk about it. We will, and we'll talk about it in terms you're hearing right here on this show right now. Armed American Radio continues right after this. Man, what a great program.
WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
AM 1280 The Patriot welcomes back Real Estate Chalk Talk Sundays at 12 noon. Brought to you by the Hittner Group. Get the solid real estate facts you need from Keith Hittner Sr. and Keith Hittner Jr. of Coldwell Banker Burnett and their team of experts. Tune in to Real Estate Chalk Talk on AM 1280 The Patriot every Sunday at 12 noon. Brought to you by the Hittner Group, the number one Coldwell Banker group in the nation. Online at HittnerGroup.com.
Hi, this is Nick Anderson, General Manager of 1280 The Patriot. As parents of two daughters who attend a local Christian school, my wife Amy and I know the importance of a strong biblical foundation and God-honoring teaching. The local private Christian school can be the moral compass in the constantly changing and troubled world. The Patriot has partnered with several local Christian schools to offer half off your students' first year tuition. As a parent or grandparent, you can provide a Christian education for your child in a safe and nurturing environment and be assured that the Holy Spirit is the beacon when it comes to curriculum and lesson planning. I encourage you to go to am1280thepatriot.com for more information. Call Kirsten at 651-289-4423 or go to am1280thepatriot.com to see all the participating schools like Calvin Christian School and Liberty Classical Academy.
When you're in pain, you need the Good Feet Store. Don't suffer from foot pain, sore ankles, tired legs, achy back and hips, or sore knees. Go to the Good Feet Store for your no-obligation custom fitting and immediately feel the difference. The Good Feet Arch Support System is designed to put your feet in an ideal position, redistribute body weight more evenly, and help relieve pain and stress. Now two locations, Maple Grove and Bloomington, with over 350 styles and sizes to relieve your pain.
This is Michael Medved, and I don't go anywhere without wearing my Good Feet Arch Support System. If you have stress, tension, pressure, or pain in your back, hips, knees, ankles, or feet, call for your appointment, 855-554-3338. For your no-obligation fitting with locations in Bloomington and Maple Grove, you'll feel the difference immediately. By 80 to 100%.
Call Good Feet at 855-554-3338. Step in to pain relief.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
My name is Marcus. I live in Wayzata. Well, I'm in the construction business, and when my truck breaks down, I need my truck fixed right away. Once Corey at Independence Auto first worked on our car, he did it quickly, and it was perfect. And he's reasonable, so we continue to go back. What happens when you go to Independence Auto? He doesn't just fix your car. He goes through the whole car, and he gives you an estimate over the phone, and he's really accurate on his quotes. And he tells you what's wrong with your car. And he's a very honest man, and he's reasonable. If something else comes up that he sees that's wrong with your car, he'll call, and he'll tell you, I think you need to fix this, and he fixes it. So you make sure when you're leaving, your car is running great. I would tell anyone to please try him out. He's very smart. He's very knowledgeable. And we're loyal to Corey because he's treated us well. And you can't find a better mechanic in town.
Call Independence Auto, 763-205-1847. At 763-205-1847.
Join Gene Sullivan each week on Where You Live, where he takes on... Gene, who do you take on anyway?
Maniacal landlords, slippery renters, overbearing HOA boards, demanding homeowners. Oh, and the legislative lunacy brought on by local politicians wanting to fix everything for us.
It's a common sense perspective on the news and stories that affect you the most, right where you live. Join Gene Sullivan every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the program. That rejoinder music is Mark Wills, multi-platinum country recording artist, Mark Wills to be exact. He's a good friend of mine. He's been in this studio before. He will be again soon, and I will be seeing him this week at the National Rifle Association convention. If you're going, stop out and say hello to me at the Crossbreed Holster booth on Saturday, April 11th in Nashville on the convention floor. I'll be out there signing my books from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then I'll be bopping back and forth between the United States Concealed Carry Association booth. I'll be over there with Alan Gottlieb at the Second Amendment Foundation booth and back over to Crossbreed Holsters. A great time will be had by all. Come on out and say hello. Camaraderie at these events is just off the chain. Tens of thousands. Sean, you've been to it. You were at the one with me in Houston.
Yes.
80,000 plus, and you heard Alan say earlier that he expects that to be broken. And I have to push again. It's very, very important. Come out and meet me, Ted Nugent, Katie Pavlich, Tom Gresham, Tim Schmidt from the USCCA, Dana Lash, and the rest of a bunch of amazing people on Friday evening up till 9 o'clock, between 6 and 9 p.m. over at CPRC, the Crime Prevention Research Center, is sponsoring this amazing get-together with all of us. Come on out and say hello and participate and help support this organization that is doing so much to provide you the facts, not the garbage headline surfers that the anti-gunner dopey Facebook crowd, these little cyber bullies, the gun control jihadis are pushing, that the mainstream media parrot all day long, but get the facts. And you can head over to crimeresearch.org, click the banner at the top, and find out all of the information that you need to about that event. Sean?
Yeah, Mark, you know what? That's a great thing, what you just said, because these cyber bullies, believe me, I've had my time with them. All you got to do is quote facts. They'll call your names and move on. End the discussion. They won't even, I'm telling you, it's that simple. You can end a 3-hour battle with just the facts. All you got to do is quote the facts. They'll call your names and they'll move on.
I tell you, it really is. It's sometimes it's tough to wrap your head around things, Sean. It really is.
It is.
Hey, we have to move quick. I'm getting a lot of email right now at marketarmedamericanradio.org if you want to chime in, or at Twitter, go ahead and send us a tweet at AAR Radio and we'll read you on the air. A lot of feedback coming in about the new daytime program beginning tomorrow. So I'll sign off today a little bit different here on Armed American Radio. It won't be see you next week. It'll be see you tomorrow. Very, very excited about that. The new website, armedamericanradio.com. Go visit it right now and peruse the site and all the cool new stuff that's going on at Armed American Radio. It's a very exciting time. We're very proud of it. We're proud of it beyond description. We couldn't have done it without you. And thanks for all the feedback that we're getting.
You're welcome.
Here's a taste. Somebody wanted to know earlier, what are we going to be talking about? How are we going to put a different spin? Well, first of all, we're not going to spin anything. We're going to give it to you I'll use the term twist, metaphorically speaking. Jerry Henry, welcome back to the show. People are asking, what are you going to do? What are you going to talk about different? How are you going to do it? Let me give you an example. We have a president of the United States right now, Jerry, who is actively trying to disarm fellow Americans.
By any means possible.
By any means possible. Dirty, underhanded, lying, under the radar, weaponizing government agencies, using our taxpayer dollars against us. We have a president of the United States of America who is actively attempting to disarm fellow Americans. At the same time, he is alienating our greatest ally, Israel, in the Middle East.
Yep.
And at the same time, he is actively negotiating with the most rogue terror state in the history of the world, Iran, which may leave them armed with a nuclear bomb. Here's the take.
Well,
you don't hear people making that comparison.
He's also arming ISIS. He armed ISIS.
Question. Why would an American president actively attempt to disarm the American population, his own citizens, while negotiating and possibly arming with horrific weapons, a country who has vowed to use those weapons to destroy our greatest ally? Why?
I think he would rather arm somebody on his side than someone that's against him.
Now, that's a bold statement.
Well, I get bold every once in a while.
Well, I mean, you have to look at the facts. If you look at all the equations, that's what it looks like.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm a vet, so therefore I'm on at least one watch list. I have I fly an American flag, so I'm on another watch list. I'm an enemy of the state because I'm a patriot. So you tell me where he's looking.
Mm-hmm.
How have we gotten here? How have we gotten to a point in America where a U.S. president would actively attempt, in insidious ways, to disarm?
I think one of the things that happened is that people started paying more attention to American Idol than they did to what was going on in our government.
Exactly. That was exactly what I was going to say.
That's apathy. You're absolutely correct. I think there's a lot of apathy. I'm going to go out on it. Let's get a little bit off the subject. We can do this in this hour of Armed American Radio. I have to ask this question. Is Steve Jobs a hero or is he evil? And I say that because the invention, when I look around me and I see the people with their faces buried in these ridiculous devices, and I have one. I mean, I can't live without it. I readily admit that. It's just the way we've gone. But when I see the ramifications of that, I have to wonder, when it's all done and when it's all written, how is this going to be looked back at? Is this a brilliant technological device that enlightened us, or is this evil?
I
wouldn't make a guess.
I don't think it has to do with that. It has to do with our school system and people not understanding what the Constitution and what his country is founded on. They are trying to destroy this country, and the reason why is because they want everybody to think America is bad. It's bad to make money. We need if you make anything over a certain amount, we need to take it from you to give to someone who won't get off of their behind and want to watch whatever they watch and try to tell you what you should be talking about. That's what it is.
Yeah, that plus the fact that if you stop and think about what really goes on in the government,
mm-hmm.
less than 10% of the people run this country.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're lucky if you've got 10% of the people involved. And lawmakers pass laws that people listen to, that people won't pass.
Yep.
And when people are sitting down there on their dust not doing anything, and they say, well, they're going to pass this bill, oh, well. I do something, but I've got to go to dinner tonight.
It's apathy.
So,
yep.
Yeah, it's apathy.
It's destroying the fabric of this country. And I always hearken back to this. We have a mainstream media that is now a mouthpiece of the progressive left. It's nothing short of propaganda that is doing, in my opinion anyway, for whatever it is worth, tremendous damage to the fabric and to the psyche of this nation by dividing this country along terrible ideological lines.
Mm-hmm.
The advent of the internet now, while it's an amazing tool, an incredible tool, my gosh, I wish I had it when I was in college.
Sure.
I might have gotten a better grade here or there, rather than having to look up boxes of books that took a pickup truck to move from a house to a dorm room if I wanted to.
Wow.
We can add and subtract in our heads.
We can add and subtract in our head. That's correct, and we don't have to deal with all the Common Core. But
yeah, that mess.
A mainstream media that's doing everything in its power to terribly divide this country, and it's been successful at that. And that's what's so sad about it. When we come back from the break, Jerry, I want to talk with you a little bit about campus carry. We last week on the program we had some technical issues, and we knew you were on the line. We could see you, but we couldn't hear you. So we'll apologize for that a week late. And we'll ask you to talk about campus carry because the anti-gunners are claiming that the NRA, there's an NRA-backed bill in Georgia in campus carry. You're going to clear that up for us here on the Armed American Radio Network when we come back. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
You're at 23 Mabry, miss?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. That's never been truer than it is today. The Armed American Radio Network now includes Armed American Radio's Daily Defense beginning tomorrow. More on that in just a couple of minutes. Roy Gray just tweeted us, and he said, consider interviewing Jim Wallace on recent win over anti-gunners message on billboards in Massachusetts. I thank you for the tip, and we will do that. We appreciate you engaging us on Twitter at AARRADIO, at AAR Radio. Don't forget to check us out on the new website, armedamericanradio.com. It went up today in time for this broadcast, and it is live, and you will be able to click the Listen Live button, and a beautiful new player will pop up right on your device, your computer, your phone, whatever it is you're using, and you can listen to this show every single day, beginning tomorrow, 4 to 5 Eastern, 1 to 2 Pacific. And I'll give you a list of affiliates tomorrow on the new broadcast. We're talking with Jerry Henry. Jerry, we've got to close out quickly because I have to give a lot of information to listeners before we close this hour, but the anti-gunners are all over Georgia and about another 16 states again. What's the deal this time?
Well, part of what happened was there's a bill, I want to say it real quick, HB 492 that was passed to straighten up or clarify some things from HB 60 last year, as well as some of the zero tolerance things. You can go look it up. It has passed both houses or both chambers, and it needs to be signed by the governor. We expect that he would probably do that. But in that portion, one of the things that we did, in it changed the preemption law, 16-11-173 in Georgia, and it added, it says that basically that no county or municipal corporation by zoning ordinance or resolution or by any other means, we added by any other means, nor any agency, board, department, commission, and we added political subdivision and school boards or authority other than the General Assembly can control guns. Well, somebody in the Board of Regents apparently told one of the AJC writers that they were really concerned that that was going to be a backdoor to get into colleges, and that we were trying to do it, you know, without anybody knowing what was going on, which was nothing further from the truth. That had nothing to do with the law. there is a law in Georgia, or there is a bill in Georgia that was introduced by Clark Heath that does deal with campus carry, that will allow you to carry anywhere on campus. But it's not backed by the NRA. It was only introduced, I believe it was 5 days before crossover date, so it really didn't have much of a chance to get anything done this year. And there's nothing that says that that bill is going to be passed next year, and the NRA, again, is not backing it. So it's a lot of hullabaloo about nothing.
In other words, it's a lie. More lies from the anti-gunners scaring you with misinformation and deceit, quite frankly.
I really, you know, a lot of this, y'all were talking earlier, a lot of this could be straightened out real easy. Read the bill and find out what's in it before you start talking against it.
We have to pass the bill before you can read it, though, Jerry.
I forgot about that. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, listen, we appreciate everything that you do and the model that you have made Georgia carry, along with the original founders, Ed Stone and John Monroe, and you and the rest of everybody and all of the thousands of members who have become a model for other state grassroots organizations across the country who are doing some incredible work. As we just saw constitutional carry pass in Kansas, we're seeing incredible work in Florida. There's a fight going on down there. Massachusetts, as the Twitter lit up, and as we saw from Rick in Michigan, and what we're seeing, the fight with Oregon Firearm Federation in Oregon and the Second Amendment Foundation and the national groups at National Rifle Association of Gun Owners of America. It's just an ongoing battle. One that, quite frankly, we wish they would just dry up and go away. We just want to be left alone as traditional freedom-loving Americans. Jerry, thank you very much. We appreciate your time. You'll be back real soon, and now that we've got daytime hours, we'll be talking to you
a
lot more frequently. God bless you and your family. We're all thinking about you. I can promise you the Armed American Radio Nation is on your side and praying for you. So
we appreciate that. And right now, I'm the luckiest guy in the world, so we will talk to you soon, and thanks for having us on, and thanks for all the kind words about me and Georgia Carey.
You got it, my friend. Thank you very much. Georgia Carey's Jerry Henry, everybody. Okay, Sean, this is the final hour of this broadcast, April 5th, 2015, and it's kind of nostalgic, isn't it?
Yep.
Because I will no longer be able to say to you tonight, I'll see you next week. I can now close out this hour with I'll see you tomorrow. And we are incredibly excited about that. We're getting some really fun emails. There are people out there who are thanking us for putting in the time. And I actually had an email of somebody saying they're praying for for my family because of the amount of time that it's going to take to do the show. Let me tell you something. This is what I teach my kids. When you love what you do, you don't work a minute in your life.
That's true.
And I believe in what we're doing here. I think the success of the show proves that the timing was right for this program to hit the airwaves, and I think the expansion into daytime radio beginning tomorrow is also evidence of that fact. And, Sean, we couldn't do this. We couldn't embark on this journey together tomorrow, Monday, April 6th, in the new daytime format for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense without you. You've brought just a whole lot of fun to the show over the last 6 years. It's hard to believe it's been 6 years, gotten here in large part because of you. Also, all of the incredible effort that you and the entire team at Salem puts in, all of the work and all of the effort to make this show possible. And we're going to do it right for you on Monday tomorrow.
Yes,
we're going to start doing it right. Make sure you visit the armedamericanradio.com new website. Very important. And I got an email here from someone also here. Let me read this. USCCA gun giveaway. Hello, Mark. You spoke of a gun giveaway that the USCCA is having for the month of April. Not been able to find the link for entering the giveaway. It's USCCA on AAR.com. I have checked the link. It is working. USCCA on AAR. And that's from William Sprenkle. William, we appreciate it very much. That's the link. Go out and get it. I've also replied to your email while we were here on the air. Good luck to you. It's real simple. You get to subscribe to Concealed Carry Magazine, the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen. That's a no-brainer. And in the meantime, you get to win a gun a day. You get to put your name in the running to win a gun a day. That's fun stuff. And listen, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I'm a big fan of free stuff, baby. If I can win free stuff, unfortunately, I can't put my name in that because the USCCA sponsors the program. That wouldn't sound too good, would it? Hey, I won the 1911 tomorrow.
So that
and nor can you, Sean. I apologize.
Oh, man. I was just going over there.
Your thoughts on tomorrow's inaugural daytime broadcast. What do you think?
Let's do it. Let's get her done.
You ready?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'll tell you, let me give you one of the topics we're going to be talking about tomorrow. This is the new twist. Governor Christie gave a full pardon, signed it, to Shanine Allen, the young woman from Philadelphia who was hassled and lost everything, almost, and including her job, and almost went to prison for 3 years for exercising her right to bear arms under those draconian laws in New Jersey. Would he have done it? Would he have done it if he wasn't running for president? Just one of the things we'll be talking about tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure to listen live at armedamericanradio.com. Click the little button, and I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll be back tomorrow.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now.